bring him out. And Dick said, no, I can just give up. Turned to my brother, just give up. And I said, bring him out. I said, I can't, give out. I said, oh, foot, bring him out. I said, I can't, I got to turn him loose. And he did. And so I flew off that bank. And I got a scar here now, I hit a stop. But I couldn't stop. And I went on and caught him and floated on down the river until it lost. But it got well. It, I didn't go to the doctor. It wasn't. It's a good big start out of my leg. But if I when I hit the stump, it like to kill. But I knew I couldn't stop. I had to go on, and I went on and caught him. And I wasn't able to swim, but I could hold him up until I got out of the river to a log.
Yeah.
That was about one of the closest places I'd ever been in with, in a river swimming.
Now you said you got appendicitis. Years ago, before they didn't know what that was, and people died, what did they call that, or did they have names?
No, all my life I've had appendicitis.
Do you ever remember people dying of things and they didn't know what they...
Oh yeah, sure, I knew that. But anyway, I had a brother that had attacked appendicitis, and the doctor come to see him 2 or 3 days, and it wasn't getting along good, and so decided to go came to the hospital, which was in Baton Rouge. Had to came to the truck to the railroad, and well, that's where they operated on him, but he died. He was 20 years old. It gangrene set in, you know, and all before he got there, and it took long to get there. Now you can get in Baton Rouge in an hour, and then it took an hour to get to the railroad, and all, and then, you know, had to go down to Baton
Rouge. Was that your youngest?
No, that was one of my older brothers. Next to the one that's sick now.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one in the family we lost. And then I lost another brother. He committed suicide, but he was crippled and all and had a nervous breakdown about 6 or 8 years ago. And then I had a brother who was in a wreck. And so now, look like it can be just 3 of us left in a little while, 3 out of 7.
But a long time ago, people would die and they wouldn't know.
Oh yeah, sure, they wouldn't know what to matter. But I like this aneurysm. That's a new thing. I remember a man up there was going from his house to his lot one morning and just fell, and his daughter was a nurse. And she went around to him and he was trying to tell her somebody just died. What chance has that could have been aneurysm busted. And then you what's the matter with him?
What, he died?
Yeah, he died, and you know, just they never knew, but of course they'd let it go to heart attack, you know, that's most time, but that's in those days. We're out in the country like that, it wasn't like, that's one thing that then, well, not, it is not bad now, but it used to be, the town people had an advantage of the country people in that respect, because you got real sick, you could, it was country doctors would come out to see you, all right, but they had to have a horse and buggy, you know, it used to be a country doctor live right up there on the close to the Liberty Road. But close to where I store, you've been out of store. You came down out of from out of store and took a road coming here. Well, that house on the left, right after you turn this road, is what's known as the house. Dr. was a country doctor when I was a kid.
Oh, Dr. lives in Clinton now.
That's right.
I've seen that big old house in Clinton. Boy, that's
good. Yeah. All right, now his dad brought 9% of the babies in this country to the world. In this vicinity around here, doctor took.
You always had a wife, or I mean, a doctor. Y'all always.
Oh
had.
Yeah, they're him.
But did you ever hear of people that would deliver?
Oh, yeah, midwives. Yeah, I've heard of midwives. Niggas used to use midwives. That's right.
That disease that children would get, they would choke to death.
Oh yeah, wait a minute. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, and it'll kill a lot of them too.
They gave a shit test for diphtheria?
Diphtheria, that's it. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, they didn't know how to treat it in those days much, and a lot of kids died with diphtheria. Yeah.
And the disease that would make your skin turn yellow, did you get that, or did you figure I'm getting here? Or your eyes turn yellow?
No.
Yellow?
There wasn't no yellow fever, I don't reckon. No, I've had yellow fever.